Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you.
WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, Glenn Thomas, 1-4 for the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, which you can find each and every Thursday night on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. You can also find us on YouTube. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Stitcher. You can find us up on iTunes. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button and the bell notification. As always, man, I want to talk about this pay-per-view that just took place, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. If you want to leave a comment, if you watch me live on YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment on YouTube. If you're watching me on Facebook, go ahead and leave a comment on Facebook Live. I just want to get your thoughts and opinions on the Elimination Chamber that just took place from Houston, Texas. Let's get started, man. We got the Boston Hug Connection in this women's Elimination Tag Team Match. Elimination Chamber Tag Team Match. Sasha Banks. You got Sasha Banks, you got Bayley, you got Sonya Deville, you got Mandy Rose, you got Carmella and Naomi, you got Nia Jackson, Tamina, you got the Riot Squad, and the Iconics, who put on a great show tonight. I don't care what anybody says or anybody think about this, but the Iconics put on a special moment and a special show in this match. They really show that they are a good tag team, and they can do. It's going to be fun to see how the Boston Hug Connection, who eventually won this thing, ain't no spoilers here, the Boston Hug Connection won, eventually see how they would be able to defend their titles later on. Order elimination, Naomi and Carmella was the first to get eliminated by the Iconics. Then the Iconics was eliminated by Tamina, Tamina and Nia Jax. The Riot Squad was eliminated by Tamina and Nia Jax. The Boston Hug Connection eliminated Nia Jax and Tamina, and then once again the Boston Hug Connection eliminated Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, who were the last two in the ring against the Boston Hug Connection. And you have Sasha Banks and Bayley win. Now, just a little year, over a year ago in Elimination Chamber, we saw Sasha Banks turn her back on Bayley, but this year they win together, and I guess there won't be a split anytime soon between Sasha Banks and Bayley. It's good to see them. This, the writing was on the wall here, that Sasha Banks and Bayley will win the tag team championship. So there's no harm, no foul. It's good to see that Sasha Banks and Bayley picked up the win here over other six women in this match, man. I mean, this was no shock to anybody. You thought Sasha Banks and Bayley was going to win, and guess what? Sasha Banks and Bayley won this. Good to see. It'd be interesting to see how WWE takes this onto the road to WrestleMania. We only have one pay-per-view left before we go to WrestleMania, and that is Fastlane, which comes up in 3 weeks. Be interested to see where the tag titles, I want to call it the SmackDown tag titles, but it's the women's tag titles, which we defended on Raw and SmackDown, I believe, since they were Raw and SmackDown women in the show. So we'll see where Bayley and Sasha Banks go from here. Then we moved on to Shane McMahon and The Miz taking on The Usos. We know little Jimmy Uso, no, not little Jimmy. We knew that Jimmy Uso had gotten in trouble early in the week with the police. It would be interesting. We wanted to see where WWE would go here with him to see if there would be any kind of punishment for The Usos, for him getting in some legal trouble. But nonetheless, before we even got to the match, there was a major announcement that came from The Miz and Maryse. And the major announcement is that Miz and Maryse are having another baby, believe it or not. And then the crowd say, "You still got it." And The Miz was like, "Yeah, I still got it," which is good for them. They just had their first child almost a year ago, a week before WrestleMania. Miz became the father for the first time, and now he's finding out that him and Maryse are getting ready to have another baby, which is good for them. Hey, good for his family, good for Maryse. Hey, is that what married people do? Like it or not, they're getting ready to have another baby. So hopefully this time The Miz may get his boy. He already have a baby girl. Maybe he can get his boy. But let's move on to the match. It was a back-and-forth match. Shane McMahon got his coast-to-coast in. The Miz and Shane got a high-risk maneuver off the top rope onto the announce table. Shane McMahon crashes and burns. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, It was the Usos. That's right. Jimmy J. Uso. The Usos with the win. The Usos picked up the win after Miz hit the skull-crushing finale, but yet got crossed up. The crucifix put on him. The crucifix was put on him. And the Miz loses. Later on tonight, we saw the Miz have a blow up. The Miz had a tantrum, which eventually we know, and people want to see that this was eventually set up later on. The Miz taking on Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. We hope, cross your fingers, that WWE doesn't mess this one up, that we will get the Miz and Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. Then we move on to Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush taking on Finn Balor in a handicap match here. Right now, he was already on the high from the Women's Elimination Chamber match, which by far was a good way for WWE to open the night with having the women start the show, because they put on a great match. Then you already saw a title change with the Usos getting the belt, and then we went on to Bobby Lashley, Leo Rush taking on Finn Balor, and your mind is like, nah, ain't no way in the world would Finn Balor be able to win this one. Ain't no way in the world that it got, you got Bobby Lashley, you got Leo Rush, WWE is not going to change the title again. Wrong answer. Finn Balor is your winner of in new first time ever Intercontinental Champion. He defeats Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. Now, he gets the pin on Leo Rush in this match, in the handicap match. And I guess as wrestling fans, if you've been watching wrestling long as I have, you figured this one was going to come, that he wasn't going to beat Bobby Lashley, that he was going to beat Leo Rush. And he did. With the coup de grace, Leo Rush gets pinned by Finn Balor. Finn Balor is the new Intercontinental Champion. And then Bobby Lashley snaps on Leo Rush. He chokeslams him. He thinks about it. He grabs him up like a little child, put it in a choke hand, put his hand around his throat, thought about, yeah, shit, I shouldn't I do it. Looked like he was getting ready to walk out. And then, yet, here he comes, Bobby Lashley chokeslam Leo Rush. And you're like, oh, man, Bobby Lashley with the turn. Wrong answer. Bobby Lashley didn't get a turn. We see Bobby Lashley later on in the night do some heelish things, but nonetheless, Finn Balor is your Intercontinental Champion. Be interested to see where he goes from here. He might get a matchup. We might see a matchup between Finn Balor and Bobby Lashley, maybe again at maybe a Fastlane. We know that WWE is already implemented. There is no rematch clauses, so you may not see Bobby Lashley and Finn Balor to go at it one-on-one. Finn Balor may move on to another opponent. Hey, who would you like to see Finn Balor in a face for an Intercontinental Championship match? Let me know. Let me know ahead of time. Who would you like to see Finn Balor face? Leave a comment in the comment section. Where would you want to see Finn Balor go from here after he picked up the win over Bobby Lashley for the IC title? Then we moved on to Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott here in this match. Very quick match, if you believe it or not. It was a quick match with Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott. Ronda Rousey picked up the win. Charlotte Flair was outside the ring at the broadcast booth, and you knew that something was going to take place or something was going to happen. Wasn't 100% sure if you were going to see Becky Lynch, or the Man, as most people like to call her, but nonetheless, she makes her way to the ring. Mind you, Ronda Rousey's dressed up in her Sonya Blade outfit to pay a little homage for Mortal Kombat, but she picked up the quick win over Ruby Riott when she tapped out, and then all HELLL broke loose, because we saw a suspended The Man, Becky Lynch, make her way through the crowd. No security stopped her. She didn't have a ticket. She had crutches, as WWE had a promo earlier tonight to show that Charlotte Flair had beat up Becky Lynch the night before. So Becky had crutches. She comes out there in her crutches, with her crutches, and she begins to just go to work on Charlotte Flair. She just whips her like she is a Russian mule or a whipped dog. And then she goes on to beat Ronda Rousey as well. Ronda Rousey busted her head open, bleeding. I'm sure there's going to be some stitches there. Hey, But nonetheless, Becky Lynch proved that she is the man. Only time will tell what will happen on this Monday night if Vince McMahon will give some kind of stipulation, or if he could suspend her even further for her actions, or he just go ahead and just throw in this match, which everybody wanted to see anyway. Well, not everybody. Some people don't want to see a triple threat match. I myself don't mind having a triple threat match. These three ladies have been killing it since SummerSlam, so why not give it to them? Why not give the fans? Yeah, it may save Ronda Rousey for not getting pinned. Charlotte Flair may walk away as champion, but Becky Lynch may walk away as champion, and Ronda Rousey may be out of the company. Only time will tell, but that's the fun part of WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen. You can just go ahead and have your opinion, have your thoughts, and begin to share what you think is going to happen, because WrestleMania is only 7 weeks away, and we got 7 weeks to speculate. We have 7 weeks to talk about what we think is going to happen. And don't hate me because I'm a wrestling fan. This is my time of year where I get ready to shut down all spoilers. And when I get to New York, I want to be surprised on everything. But nonetheless, we move on to another part of the night where we saw Baron Corbin taking on Braun Strowman. Now, Baron Corbin came out in this match while Ronda Rousey was still out there licking her wounds or embracing the blood on her head, as per se. Baron Corbin, Braun Strowman, I don't know about anybody else, really didn't care about this match too much. Was flipping back and forth between the NBA All-Star game during this match, but I knew somebody was going to get involved in this match, that Baron Corbin was going to get some help. He got some help from none other than his cohorts, his partners, Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. And these three guys, as I mentioned earlier, you thought Bobby Lashley may get a turn since he chokeslammed Leo Rush. Bobby Lashley joined forces with Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre as they demolish and destroy the Beast himself, not Brock Lesnar, but the second Beast, the mini Beast, the little man, Braun Strowman. Put him through two tables as they stepped on the steps and put Braun Strowman through the two tables and allowed Baron Corbin to pick up the win. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Baron Corbin picked up the win over Bobby Lashley. Picked up the win over Braun Strowman with the help of Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. Interested to see where WWE goes with Baron Corbin since he's been removed from general manager. Baron Corbin been on a little bit of a win streak here as of late, but it will be interesting to see how time will tell and how things will shape up for Drew McIntyre, Bobby Lashley, and Baron Corbin for WrestleMania. I was expecting these guys to be in a big type of match at WrestleMania. As of right now, it doesn't look like they're going to be in a big match. It looks like they'll be in a match against Baby Braun Strowman, who has not had any friends. But do you really want to see Braun Strowman in a tag match or any type of match like that at WrestleMania? I mean, last time he was in a tag match he picked up a 10-year-old kid who had school the next day to go against two grown men. So only time will tell who Braun Strowman will pick up this year for his apparent WrestleMania match against Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, and Bobby Lashley. Then we moved on to the main event of the evening, the coup de grace, the new Daniel Bryan, as he took on AJ Styles, as he took on Samoa Joe, as he took on Jeff Hardy, as he took on Randy Orton. Daniel Bryan was the first in the ring, him and Samoa Joe, back and forth, chops galore. If you didn't see these two guys chop the living mess out of each other, please check it out on the WWE Network. Check out the rewind time, whatever you want to watch afterwards. But Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe went for broke, and these two guys gave each other the business, and it was good to see good match here between these guys. The way that it went, you had Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe, the first two in the ring. The next one to enter in the ring was Kofi Kingston, and the crowd went wild for Kofi Kingston. Loved Kofi Kingston in the ring. Get excited, and it made you think, maybe tonight is the night we get Kofi Kingston to get a win. We know that Kofi had a big night on SmackDown, and I know you guys were out there thinking African-American, not maybe because it's Black History Month. Maybe it's African. We may be able to get that first African-American champion. So many people people say we have not had. Sorry, newsflash, Rock's dad was African-American. If you don't like what I said, tweet me at GFather7025. We already had an African-American champion, and his name is Dwayne Johnson. So move on that point. Kofi Kingston, AJ came in. Next, AJ Styles was the next one to come in. Jeff Hardy came in, didn't last too long, and the Viper, Randy Orton, was the last one to get in the ring. But believe it or not, the first one eliminated here was Samoa Joe, and there goes my pick. Thought Joe had an opportunity to win this. Joe's been in so many big key matches throughout the year. If you check it out, to the ones against AJ Styles, against Daniel Bryan, and had not been able to win the world to the WWE title. When is Samoa Joe going to get his turn as champion? Only time will tell. Then we get Jeff Hardy gets eliminated by Daniel Bryan. You're like, wow. At least Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, and Daniel Bryan in the ring. And you sitting there like, man, who's going to win this? Is the Viper going to be able to get it? AJ Styles going to get it. But no, phenomenal forearm miss. Randy Orton catches the RKO out of nowhere. And AJ Styles is eliminated just like that. And then we get a Trouble in Paradise onto Randy Orton. And then it leaves Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. And this is when the crowd goes wild. Crowd goes wild, back and forth, back and forth. And it was a good match here. And at the it goes going back and forth. And Kofi Kingston almost took advantage. Kofi Kingston hit the Trouble in Paradise on Daniel Bryan. And you got a one, two, and you thought Kofi Kingston went, but Daniel Bryan at the very last second rolled out of the pinning combination. And it was like the crowd went wild. People showing the Undertaker guy didn't have anything on some of these reactions that we saw in the crowd. And Kofi Kingston kicked out of Daniel Bryan's yes lock, if you want to call it. Not kicked out, but he grabbed onto the rope. Thought we were going to tap there, but he made it all the way to the end. Daniel Bryan grabbed Kofi Kingston, stumped in his face. But then again, however, at the end, Bryan quickly locked up Kofi Kingston in the shoulder and jaw submission until he grabbed the rope, got that there, and then towards the end of the match, Bryan gets the win over Kofi Kingston. The crowd went crazy after Bryan gets to win and started chanting, "Thank you, Kofi." Why? Why do you want to say thank you, Kofi? Because he lost. Thank you, Kofi, because he put on a great match. Because a guy that was stuck in the shadows of New Day came out and worked his butt off, and the fans appreciated the fact that after 11 years, Kofi Kingston had an opportunity in a main event, a pay-per-view, and to be in a title match. If you don't go back to remember the last time Kofi Kingston was supposed to be in the Elimination Chamber match or a title match, Kane ended up taking the spot for the title. Go back and check it out. I think it was No Mercy. If I'm wrong, check me out or listen to this last week's Wrestling Marks of Excellence where I talked about it with the wizard himself, Nephew Corey, my main man, Champ Creed. But check it out there. This match here had to be one of the highlights of the night. But Daniel Bryan picks up the win and we'll move on to WrestleMania 35. It will be interesting to see who Daniel Bryan will face at WrestleMania 35. Can't wait for some Tuesday night SmackDown to see who Daniel Bryan will take on. Will Daniel Bryan take on Kofi Kingston? Will Daniel Bryan take on AJ Styles? Will Samoa Joe be the number one contender? How will we find out the number one contender for Daniel Bryan's championship? Only time would tell. That will be the interesting part here on WWE SmackDown. Overall, I had to give this show a B+. I thought it was good. Besides the Baron Corbin and Braun Strowman situation, from the top to bottom, this card was solid. Very solid card. Let me know what you think here. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your social media at, wherever you find it at. Make sure you hit us up on those channels as you see on the bottom. Hit us up on Instagram at WME Podcast. Hit us up on Twitter at WME Podcast as well. Hey, we got one more pay-per-view before WrestleMania. That's Fastlane Fastlane 3 weeks away. Wait, 3 weeks away. WrestleMania 7 weeks away. Man, things are heating up for this road to WrestleMania. And Daniel Bryan is still your WWE champ. Kudos to Kofi Kingston. If you saw the end of it, New Day came out and told Kofi this was his time, this was his moment, and embrace it. Get your roses while you're still here, and get your applause. Let the crowd continue to show support. I think we have not seen the last of Kofi Kingston as an individual wrestler. Only time will tell. I think the Kofi Kingston will be your WWE champion here in the near future. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Thomas, 1/4 of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that bell notification. Make sure you give us a thumbs up or a like, and make sure you check us on all your social media platforms. Catch us tomorrow night as I provide you my Raw review. Thank you and good night. As always, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied. End of story. Shout out to Dr. D.